an aleph or at the two dots at the top. So the Mishnah said shichva zaro tameya. So we said that the shichva zera, the emissions that are emitted by a zav, are tame. So the question is lamai. What does that mean exactly? What are the ramifications of that statement? Ilema lamaga migara mi shichva zera detahar. If the Mishnah just meant that the shichva zera of a zav is tame when you touch it, well, that's no different than a regular person who's not a zav who has an emission who has shichva zera. That's also tame when you touch it. So what's the chiddush? So the Gemara says el zaro shel zav metame b'masa. The chiddush is that the shichva zera, the emission of a zav, is also metame when you carry it, even if you don't necessarily touch it. So asks the Gemara man shamas lahad. Who's the Tana that says, who's the author that says that the Shichva Zera of Zav is Metame Bemasa when you touch it? So the Gemara says, Ilema Haitana Disanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer Shichva Zaro Shalzav Eno Metame Bemasa Rabbi Yehoshua Omer Metame Bemasa Lefisha E. Efshala Belatzich Tzuche Ziva. The Gemara quotes a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua as to whether the Shichva Zera of Azav is Metame with carrying. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's not. Rabbi Yehoshua says that it is because it's impossible that you don't have some Ziva that got mixed into the Shichva Zera. But the Gemara points out, Afilu Rabbi Yehoshua Lo Omer Elam Yishun Tzich Tzuche Ziva. The implication is the only reason why Rabbi Yehoshua says that the shichva zera of a zav is metame b'masa when you carry it is only because there's some droplets of ziva that got mixed into the shichva zera, implying that if you had unadulterated shichva zera without any ziva in it, that even Rabbi Yehoshua would concede that it's not metame b'masa. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo amar ravada barahava lo mar she'in tolin ba. All the Mishnah meant to teach us was that that in other words, you can't attribute or associate the tumah of ziva with the shichva zera of a zav. Meaning, let's say, for example, a zav had a re'iyah ziva. He had his ziva, let's say, in the morning. And then a few hours later or within 24 hours later, he also sees shichva zera. So now you can't say that, oh, that sighting of shichva zera makes him into a zav, because again, that's not associated with the original Re'iyah Ziva. Okay, then the Gemara says, Savar Rav Papa Kamei de Rava Lemeimar, Ay de Chushahu de Chazei. So initially, Rav Papa thought that the reason why the Zav is now experiencing an emission, why he's seeing Shechva Zera, is because of his newfound weakened state. When he originally saw the Ziva, that physically weakened his body, it sapped him of his strength. So now, the Shechva Zera is a result of that, which should therefore mean that that should count towards his Re'iyos of Ziva. So the problem is, the Gemara says, The Mishnah Maseches Zavin tells us, let's say a person who converts, so they have a Re'iyah Ziva, right after they convert, they become a Zav right away, despite the fact that their prior Re'iyah was when they were not Jewish. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Le, Ein Lecha Choli Gadol Mizeh. The Gemara says that there is no greater illness, there's no greater weakening of one's body than becoming Jewish. Why? Because now, all of a sudden, you've accepted upon yourself the yoke of mitzvos, so that's sapped you of your strength. That's the reason why, if a ger who recently converts has a re'iyah of ziva, he's going to become tamei. It's not because of the re'iyos that he saw when he was not Jewish. It's because the entire institution of accepting the mitzvos upon himself—that's what's physically sapping him of his strength. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "Ela tenai disanya shichva zera shel zav metamei b'masa kol mi'es li'es v'Rabbi Yosi omer yomo." So there's a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi to what degree or for how long is the shichva zera of a zav metamei? According to the Tanakama, it's Tami for up to 24 hours, meaning if a Zav, let's say after having a Re'iyah of Ziva, within the next 24 hours sees Shechva Zera, that Shechva Zera is going to be Metame B'masa, even by carrying without touching it, whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, it's only going to be Metame B'masa on that day, meaning before Shkia. Once Shkia passes, it's no longer going to be Metame B'masa. So what's the issue here?
Rabbi, yeah. When they say carrying it without touching it,
let's say in a container, in a whatever. Whatever it is. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara clarifies. B'maikam miflagay. B'dishmuel. D'shmuel ramei k'siv ki yehya v'cha esh asher lo yehya tohor mikarei layla uchsiv lifnos erav yirchat b'mayim. There's two consecutive psukim in Parshas Kiseitzei. The first pasuk talks about a person who's not tohor and he has mikarei layla. He has keri. He sees, he becomes a balkari. He has an emission at night. And then the next pasuk says in Parshas Kiseitzei, lifnos erav. It says that he has his emission right before the evening or towards the evening. So the Gemara explains, So the opinion that says, meaning the Tanakama, who says that Shechva Zera of Azav is Metame B'masa for 24 hours, he infers that from the words Lifnos Erev, towards evening, because that almost has the connotation of multiple evenings. As you get towards the evening, so it sounds like a full 24 hours, whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, that the Shechva Zera of Azav is only Metame until Shkia, so he derives that from Mikre Laila, when you have the emission at night, implying that it's only Metame until the nighttime. So the question is, Umanda Amar mi Lifnos Erev Hachsim Mikre Laila. How does the opinion of Lifnos Erev, how do they explain why it says Mikre Laila? So Amar Le Orcha Dekeri Lamatsya Belelia just means that it's normal to experience an emission at night. That's all the pasuk means. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Nazir Haya Shmuel Kedivri Reb Nahorai Shene Emar Umoro Lo Ya'ale Al Rosho Nemar B'Shimshon Umora V'Nemar B'Shmuel Umora Mamora Ha'amura B'Shimshon Nazir Af Mora Ha'amura B'Shmuel Nazir. The Masechta ends off with the following statement, that Shmuel Hanavi was also a Nazir. How do we know that? So it's some kind of a Gzirah Shava, because the Pasuk in Sefer Shoftim uses the word Umora when it comes to Shimshon, when the Malach comes to Eshes Manoach and tells her that you're going to have a child and he's going to be a Nazir, you can't pass a razor over his head. So the Pasuk uses the word Umora, Umora lo ya'ale al rosho. So the Pasuk by Shmuel also uses the similar word Umora, and that's says the Mishnah that Shmuel was a Nazir. So then the Mishnah pushes back. Amar Rav Yossi, v'halo in Mora elashal basar v'dam. The word Mora there refers to flesh and blood. It refers to fear of flesh and blood, as if the word Mora was written with an aleph as opposed to with a hey. So the Mishnah says, Amar le Rav Nahorai v'halo kvar ne'amar v'yomer Shmuel echelech v'shamar sho'ol v'haragani shekvar haya alav Mora shal basar v'dam. So Rav Nahorai pushes back on Rav Yossi and says that we already know that Shmuel had fear of flesh and blood, that he had fear of other people upon him, because he was nervous to go to Shaul and tell him that he was no longer the Melech. And the Pasuk says that he was afraid that Shaul was going to kill him, so he already had a sense of Mora, of fear with an Aleph, so this Mora with the Hey must be a reference to the fact that he can't, that he can't pass a razor over his head, namely, that he was actually a Nazir. Fine, it says the Gemara, Amar le Rav l'chia berei, chatof ubarich, v'chein Amar le Ravuna le Rav berei, chatof ubarich. So these various Amoraim would tell their children to seize the opportunity to grab a coast shal bracha and to recite Birkas HaMazon or Birkas HaZimon on that coast shal bracha. So asks the Gemara lememra de mevarei chadif v'hasanya Reb Yossi Omer gadol ha'ona amin yoser min ha'mevarech v'amar le Reb Nahorai hashamayim kachu teida shaharei gulyarim misgarim ba'melchama v'giborim notzchin. How can you say that it's more significant to make a bracha than to respond amen to the bracha? The Gemara tells us that one who answers amen is actually greater than the mevarech, is greater than the one who makes the bracha. And the Gemara illustrates that with the mashal that says that when you have these military assistants that go to war, and then you have the soldiers that come in, the soldiers are the ones who are victorious. So the Gemara says, you're right, Tanahi Desanya, Echad HaMevarich Ve'echad HaOne Amin B'mashma, Ela Shememaharin LeMevarich Tchila. So it's a machlokas. The machlokas, whether it's more significant to make a bracha, or whether it's more significant to respond amen. This Braisa says that both the Mevarich, the one making the bracha, and the one responding amen to the bracha, are basically on par. The only difference is the Braisa says that the one who makes the bracha is going to be answered first. He's going to get bracha before the guy who answers. I mean, so this price makes it sound like that the mevarik is actually more significant. Finally, Masechta ends off very famously. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam Shene Emar V'Chol Banayich Limudei Hashem V'Rav Shalom Banayich. Talmidei Chachamim promote peace in the world. Again, why this Masechta along with three others end off this way is a whole discussion in the Mefarshim. But suffice to say, that's how Nazir ends off. Hajin Alecha Kusim Elam Nazirus Uslikala Maseches Nazir.